Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you. We're here today at one of our favorite videotake locations at Franklin Park, just west of Percival, of course. And we left a huge announcement that we know you've been waiting all week for. The Federal Reserve and our good friend Jerome Powell just made it known.
You're leaving it to me. Okay. It actually said that we're down 0.25%. So they're reducing the federal funds rate additionally, which is what most experts predicted would happen. And it's actually the third time this year that they've brought the rates down. So I think it's good news, but time will only tell. Initially, I think they said they would have dropped it five times this year. We only got three out of it. And I think even more importantly is that they dropped the rates and we anticipated mortgage interest rates to go along with that. And it didn't
happen.
No, not at all.
It's so true. And, you know, as you listen to the press conference after the announcement that was made, you start to recognize that I think Chairman Powell believes the economy is doing very well.
Yes.
Inflation is heading down in the direction that they anticipate, but there's been some bumps and some jogs here. The economy is leaving the economy almost in that roller coaster type of movement right now. But overall, I think the feeling was pretty good.
Yes.
One of the things that was, you know, that we took kind of as an irony, and my good friend Kai Rizdahl, of course, on Marketplace on NPR, comment on the last two evenings, is that even though you start to see these federal funds rate coming down, one of the takes is that you see the 10-year Treasury notes starting to work their way up. And many would say that that's kind of an anticipation. One is that the economy is doing well,
right?
But the other is, where are the interest rates going to go? So a lot of people are starting to feel as though those interest rates may not come down. And I know you've talked about this so many times, and your predictions have been spot on, is that interest rates kind of, if you watch the 10-year Treasury note, which is going up, the anticipation is that maybe the mortgage interest rates won't necessarily come down very quickly, right?
Yep, and that's important for our clients to know whether they're thinking of selling their home or buying a home. If you're thinking of selling, you have to gauge that along with buyer interest. And what we were struggling with is that a lot of buyers are waiting for that 3% to come back. And I think more and more, the reality is that they're never going to go back down that low, is what most people feel. This is not the time to be waiting. If you're financially ready to purchase a home, don't expect rates to go much lower. Kind of get used to that. Anything between 6% and 7% is what we're looking at right now.
Yeah.
And for you selling your home, we're still low in inventory. And more importantly, in Northern Virginia, home prices have stayed very strong. And I think that's a great indicator for them as well.
Yeah, as the economy, you know, again, the optimism in the economy is getting stronger and stronger. Probably that doesn't bode well for prices coming down, right? And I think as we often, you know, you say this, we talk like the man on the street, the agents on the street. We're seeing, I mean, optimism within the marketplace, the agents, and then, you know, buyers and sellers that we're talking with is good. It's not unbelievable.
Right.
But certainly there's this feeling as we go into the next year, into 2025, that probably inventory will increase a little bit. There's certainly the anticipation that maybe interest rates will moderate a little closer, maybe down to six again, but will still continue to go up and down throughout the market. And then we, you know, we talked about, I guess 2 weeks ago, was it? We talked about you're starting to see some, if you will, negotiations go on with the offers that are being presented. So your favorite phrase, we're coming back to more of that normal type of a marketplace in which that there will be inventory for buyers to look at.
Yes.
Sellers can anticipate that there will be, you know, strong pricing, but that there's going to have to be that dialogue again between the sellers and the buyers, right?
A lot of negotiation to come, for sure. And I think another thing to keep in mind is that as the new year rolls around, people are just not happy with waiting to move on to that next chapter of their life. And I think all of this points
to, get a little anxious.
Don't wait for something else to happen.
Right.
If you know you want to be somewhere else,
it's time.
This is the time to start really reaching out to us so we can start planning.
Yeah. Well, they anticipate, again, there will be another announcement in January 2025 from the Federal Reserve. I don't think that it's believed that there will be another decrease in the federal funds rate. They're predicting that there will be two, of course, as you aptly mentioned. They predicted five this year. There were just three. But the anticipation is that maybe the March meeting is going to be where they'll start to bring it down. But they're anticipating, he used the phrase, two reductions next year.
Okay.
So that's optimistic as well. But we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot that's going to happen. There's another CPI report that's going to be due in January. Mm-hmm. So we'll get through the holidays, get into January, and then we'll start to see what's going to happen, right?
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a show.
Surely looking forward to it.
Right. Well, as always, we really hope the information that we bring to you each week is very valuable to your lives. And we will continue to stay on top of this as much as we possibly can. We hope you guys have a wonderful holiday season. We really appreciate your support this last year. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, see you next week. And please remember, subscribe below. It really helps us out to keep us motivated to come back each week.
Yes, it does. Take care. See you soon.
Bye.